Mr. Pegelitswalo, it is National Will Month. How do we draft a will? Ngenye izinto ezibaluleke kakhulu that will leave to the 11th hour. Kanti ngapha sinenkinga yokuthi akekho owaziyo ukuthi uyohamba nini emhlabeni. Silungisa kanjani indaba ye-estate?
What is very imperative first is to check what are the formalities of a will before one can say that how can we draft a will. You need to understand the formalities of a will. Who is the person by law allowed to draft a will? And what renders a will invalid? And what renders a will valid? First and foremost, you and I will agree that if one is intoxicated, cannot draft a will, or if you are under influence of liquor, you can't draft a will. A person who is mentally handicapped or has got mental challenges cannot draft a will. That it's a given. And a minor cannot draft a will. But then, there is something that is called a freedom of testation, which means that you have to draft the will as you understand, with a simple language. One has not to use, a vague language like bombastic words when you draft the will. So it is very imperative. As you have correctly said, yes, it's the month of the will, and people have been called by the Legal Practice Council and the legal practitioners to assist people to draft a will for free, of which we have seen people gathered at Kabokweni trying to assist those people from all walks of life to draft a will.
Yes.
A will is a document that, it's a document that assists, or it's a document that gives the wishes of the deceased as to how would he or she like his or her estate being dissolved in terms of the will. So there is a law called Interstate Succession, and the other one is called Interstated Succession. The interstate succession is when you have drafted, you have left a will behind. But then for a will to be valid, number one, it must be in writing. And secondly, it must be signed by two competent witnesses. A competent witness is any person over the age of 16 and who can give evidence in a court of law. That is a competent witness. So that is very key. The beneficiaries of a will can be a person, not a person who have signed the will, or not a person who have drafted the will himself. Or like if you want your son to be a beneficiary, you cannot say to your son, please draft me a will, my son, and then the son will be a beneficiary. By law, that is not allowed. I think it is safe for today for us to take up until this far, so that next week, because we are still in the month of the will, you can also ask me questions so that I can just lay out and give you clarity.
Definitely, the issue of wills is one that I have vested interest in, Mr. Litswalo, in particular, the challenges that many families have experienced under these different laws of wills, and how much people find themselves in trouble, where it now begins to look like it's costing me more to wind down the estate than actually the value of the estate itself that I'm going to be left with behind. So if you could look at some of the challenges that a lot of families end up facing when they are dealing with the distribution of the estate to the different beneficiaries. I've seen social media going crazy around contestations, around what lawyers have been doing with regards to these laws, and how communities are not understanding how the laws are working.
It is very clean and clear that e-wills have been governed by the Wills Act. So you need to understand the provisions of the Wills Act for one to familiarize himself or herself with a will itself. So a lawyer cannot do willy-nilly as far as the will is concerned, but we are guided by the provisions of the Wills Act. Maybe it is worth mentioning that there are people who cannot read, who cannot write, but at the end of the day, a will can be drafted for those particular people. And there is a procedure that needs to be followed when one is drafting a will for such a person. That is also subject for next week.
Super stuff. Thank you so much, Mr. Letswalo. We appreciate you. And you being a friend of the Rise of FM Drive is empowering a lot of people across the province. Thank you.